Vocabulary with Comments, List 17, Third Person Personal Pronouns and Second and Third Declension Nouns. Now, this third person pronoun is very important because it's all over the place, just like the article. And it is just like the article, except it begins with au, alpha upsilon. So, autos, autu, auto, auton, autoi, auton, autois, autus is a very much like ha, tu, to, ton, hoi, ton, tois, tus. So the third person pronoun, while it has many forms, is just like the article, except it has that au. The hard thing about the third person pronoun is that it declines in English. And so unlike some of these other words, which were always the same in the translation, you have to understand what's going on with the English as well as the Greek, and that makes it a little tricky, especially if you're not an English speaker. But let's look at these. So the masculine, autos, autu, auto, auton. Okay, these are just forms of he. So autos is he, autu, his, auto, to him, auton, him. All the clues are there. The plurals, autoi, auton, autois, autus, is they, right? Because if we're talking about a group of third persons, then it's they, not he, but they. So they, of them, to them, and them. In the feminine, the Greek is autai, autais, autai, autain. Autai, auton, autais, autos. And again, the translations, autai is she, subject. Autais is hers, genitive, so it's possession, hers. Autai is to her, it's dative, autai with the iota subscript there. Autain is her, that's the accusative form, or the objective form in English, her. She in the subject becomes her in the object. Now that's English, not Greek. In Greek, it's autai is subject. Autain is object. Now look, in the plural, it's autai, auton, autais, autos. But notice what happens there. Autai means they, because in English, there's no gender in the plural form of the third person pronoun. So they could be referring to a group of men or women or robots. It wouldn't matter. He's, she's, or it's. Autai, in Greek, though, tells us we're referring to a group of feminine subjects. Autai means they. Auton means of them, genitive, possessive. Autais means to them, dative plural. And autos means them. Notice how they is the subject, them is the object. Or in Greek, autai is nominative, autos is accusative. And for the neuter, the singular forms are auta, autu, auto, auta. Now notice that's omicron, auta, with an omicron on the end, and it means it. Autu means of it or its. Auto means to it, dative form. And auta means it. Now notice in English that whether you're talking about a subject or an object, it does not decline. It, hit, it. You wouldn't change the form. But you would say, if you go back to the feminine, you would say, she hit her. And so can you see how the feminine form changes, but the neuter form does not. Auta, autu, auto, auta. And it doesn't change in Greek or English in this case. And then in Greek, the plural forms are auta, auton, autois, auta. Now, those are with alphas on the end. Auta means they. Auton means of them. Autois means to them. And auta means them. So, auta, auton, autois, auta. All right, well, work on that third person pronoun and make sure you understand what that means and what it's doing. When you start to see it, it's really kind of beautiful. Okay, the second declension nouns, they're a little more straightforward. Apostolos, u, ha, means apostle. And that's easy, right? Apostle is apostolos. Artos, u, ha, is bread. Daimonion, ta, means demon. And we, you know, that's our word, daimonion, demon, very similar. Didaskalos, ha, means teacher. A didactic method is a method of teaching. Didactic, didaskalos, teacher. Doulos, ha, means slave. Thanatos, ha, means death. And then some third declension nouns. Grammateus, eos, ha, means scribe. Grammar is the study of language. Close to grammateus, grammar is the study of language. Grammateus, eos, ha, in Greek is a scribe. Ethnos, ous, ta, means nation. Ethnicity talks about our national origins. Ethnos, ous, ta, means nation. Elpis, elpidos, hey, means hope. Thelema, thelematos, ta, means will. Mater, matros, hey, means mother. So your maternal grandfather is your grandfather on your mother's side. Maternal, motherly grandfather. Mater, matros, hey, means mother. And finally, nux, nuctas, hey, means night.